For the third due to the time will be 00 hours 00 minutes 01 seconds. Due to.
Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's the Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org or sdfarc.org. I will pause now to allow any emergency or priority traffic, or if you wish to not connect to the net tonight, this will be a moment to step away. So with that, I'll pause for emergency traffic. Nothing heard, and that's good. I am NB0X, the net control operator for today, and my name is Matthew. I'm in Southern California, and my SDF username is non-linear. This net meets every Monday at 0 hours Zulu via the Echolink node 9229, the Techlink conference. I would like to thank Reg, VK6BQQ, for allowing us to use this conference. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, you call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all amateur radio operators and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have question of the week to kickstart our discussions, and this week's question is, what brought you into ham radio? And also, I'm interested in what is the most enjoyable aspect of the hobby for you? So what did you find interesting about ham radio that brought you into the hobby, and what do you like doing in radio, and where do you see yourself continuing to do? Since the hobby is very diverse, so there's lots of different things to be involved in, so just like to hear what you're interested in and what brought you into the hobby. And so with that, I will take several rounds of check-ins. I will go down the list then, and everybody will have a chance to greet and make a comment or ask a question. So at this time, please call with your call sign and SDF username if you have one, and QTH, and we'll go for check-ins for now. So at this time, check-ins for the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. Please come now.
Net control, please copy Victor Kilo 6, Bravo, Quebec, Quebec. Reg here in Western Australia.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Delta 5, Romeo, Yankee, Oscar, Christopher in Siloam Springs, Arkansas. SDF username, Hobbs C. I am connected via RF.
This is Papa Yankee 2, Bravo India Lima, Guillermo from Sao Paulo in Brazil. My SDF username is G Camari. Back to net control.
Net control, please copy Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Quebec Foxtrot, Mike in New Jersey, USA. And my SDF username is M Carson.
Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, Robert in Sydney.
VK3HJQ on the east side of the big continent, Australia.
AB9FJ, Wayne in Urbana, Illinois. SDF username, JWH.
All right, very good. I have a good list now that we'll get started with. And for myself, I've been interested in ham radio for a number of years. Just never got around to getting into it. But 2 years ago, kind of inspired by the television show Last Man Standing, my wife said, well, you should do that. And so I went and got my tech license in general and extra and have been enjoying the hobby since. And I'm most enjoying doing home brewing and building radios and the technical aspects of the hobby, design and build and understanding the radio waves, radio mechanisms, that sort of thing, the physics, if you will. And so with that, we'll start with the list. And the top of the list we have VK6BDQQ Reg. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Matthew, or good evening in your case. We do time travel here on this thing. EchoLink. Well, I've been in radio now since 1959, I guess. I graduated, got into commercial radio, and always thought it was great to be able to communicate RF radios, etc. We've had a lot of fun. I've probably had amateur now for the last 40 years. And, well, EchoLink has made it possible to do what we do, so I spend a lot of time doing EchoLink things. But hobbies, well, we do model building of ships and airplanes and all sorts of stuff. We have Annette on the go this week coming up. Is 881 weeks consecutive around the world, so it takes a lot of time to do things and make things happen. But I enjoy getting on here, and you never know exactly where you're going to end up. But we've got a newcomer that's in here this morning. It was great to hear from him. He's in from Beaumont, Texas, so perhaps he'll come back. But it's very enjoyable to be on with you this evening, this morning, my time. And back to you, sir. NB0X and the group, BK6BQQ, West Australia.
BK6DQQ, NB0X. Well, thank you very much for checking in tonight. I'm glad you're here tonight, and I very much appreciate it. And next on the list, I have KD5RYO. Christopher, you have the floor.
Thank you so much, Matthew, for running the net tonight, and I think this is a great question. As for me, what got me into amateur radio was getting in trouble. I had always been tinkering with electronics and had been listening to shortwave quite a lot, and decided I wanted to build my own transmitters. Built my own transmitters, and long story short, a couple of hams caught me and told me about the joys of ham radio, and I'm sure I can regale people with the longer version of that tale eventually. So, I got in trouble and came to the light, for lack of better words. As far as what I do with the hobby, boy, I enjoy low power and high portability. You can look at my QRZ page for all of the stuff I do, but that's predominantly what I enjoy, getting a signal out there, making a contact with as little power as possible. With that, I'll say thanks for running the net again, and back to you, Net Control. This is KD5RYO.
KD5RYO, thank you very much for the check-in. I appreciate you being here tonight. And yeah, the low power is great. I built an NC40, have it on the air, but I'm still learning my Morse code so I can actually make some QSOs. But yes, low power is very amazing and wonderful stuff. All right, thank you very much for that check-in. And next on the list, I have PY2BIL Guillermo. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Net Control. This is PY2BIL Guillermo, São Paulo, in Brazil. So what got me into the hobby? I guess it was my dad. He was a ham, but he, when I was born, he didn't have his station anymore, right? So he had not enough room where we lived to have a shack. So at that time, equipment was very big. So he couldn't set that up, but he always told me stories about amateur radio, and I guess that got the spark into me. And as a teenager, I started to tinker around with electronics,
right, and build stuff and do stuff. So at a certain point in time, I started to play with RF. So I got my tickets and started to build my own stuff in amateur radio. So that's got me in. What I enjoy the most is mostly experimenting. Right, that's how I started, as I just mentioned. And I like new stuff, to build the new stuff and get it out there and try it out. And that's mostly what I do. But I also like a lot DXing. And not anything special, just getting a long range, long distance contact out. If it's low power, the better, right? But that's get the adrenaline flowing here. So whenever I can on HF and get around the world, that's really exciting for me too. So those are the two things that I most enjoy with amateur radio. So back to unit control. This is PY2BAL.
PY2BIL, Guillermo, thank you very much for that check-in. I appreciate you being here tonight, and I appreciate the stories you have for how you got into ham radio. Next on the list, I have KC2OQF. Mike, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Matt, and thank you for running the net tonight. I first got into amateur radio as a result of the World Trade Center disaster when the cell phone networks fell over and the communications became very difficult, the normal means. I decided to finally give in to something I've always played with doing and get my technician ticket. Since then, I've been enjoying digital modes. I've been playing a little bit with JS8 call, which is a rag-chewing variant of FD8 call, sort of. And I'm interested in getting into AMSAT and Moonbounce, but I haven't actually pursued that yet. That's it. Thank you, Matt. Back to you. KC2OQF.
KC2OQF, MD0X, thank you very much for that check-in. Hey, just a couple follow-up questions. I know KD5IL, Christopher, does some satellite work, so you might catch up with him. As well as he brought up the question a couple of weeks ago in regards to emergency radio communications. And so given that the WTC disaster brought you in to ham radio, did you do anything in particular in regards to emergency radio communications? Back to you, KC2OQF, this is MD0X.
I have not yet joined joined the local Aries races group or anything like that. I'm more involved with individual preparedness. You know, I have my gear ready to go. I have handhelds and mobiles in the vehicles and batteries for the HF rig if I should ever need to get out of here with it, portable antennas, that sort of thing. The local Aries group is active, though, and one of these days I owe it to myself to go down there and see what's actually involved in that. I know there's a couple of classes that you need to take before they're interested in your participation, so I need to find out how to make that happen. Back to you, Matt. KC2OQF.
KC2OQF, MD0F. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that follow-up. Thank you for checking in tonight. I appreciate you being here. Next on the list, I have VK2DY. Robert, you have the floor.
This is Robert, and let's do this properly. VK2DY, Portable 4. I am in Queensland. My brother-in-law, I'm visiting my brother-in-law, and he had business up in the Gold Coast, so I'm up in the Gold Coast at the moment. I got into ham radio about, in the 1990s, 1991, I think. My father was, during World War II, was a radio communications officer. And he could do Morse code like crazy. I mean, I think it's probably 50 words a minute. And so he just, I mean, it was just incredible what he could copy and what he could send. And so, you know, and he then worked in television and radio for years. And so radio and television were just a constant part of my life. And I didn't get into ham radio because I didn't get his talent of being able to copy Morse code. So I waited until Morse code started to go away, unfortunately. And then an Elmer, a friend of mine who became a silent key this year, was active in ham radio, and he convinced me. And so I think the day or two after we after the Morse code was dropped, I went in and got my amateur radio license. So that was what I sort of did. And as to what I like, well, I like Rag 2, I like Echolink, I like the digital modes, D-Star and DMR, and I like I'm a member of WISN, which is our wireless emergency communication network, but WISN is not active in Sydney. It's not a big it has no chapter in Sydney, so I don't really have anything to participate in. So I go to meetings and talk to people and talk about preparedness, but we have nothing here in the area to participate in. So I have an interest in emergency communications, but have no opportunity to actually do it. Anyway, VK2DY, a portable 4, back to net.
VK2DY, portable 4. Well, thank you very much for being here tonight, or today, and for checking in with us. I appreciate it. Next on the list, I have VK3HJQ, John. Have a good, sir.
There, Matthew, you dropped there at the end from Bearcatcher HJQ. How did I get into amateur radio? Illegally operating on 11 meters. When I think I was about 7 or 8 years old, we had a couple of handheld radios, me and my brother. We were having a chat one day on, you know, one of those funny in-between channels that they used to have walkie-talkies on. It was on 27 point whatever it was. It was a walkie-talkie channel, and I'm down the swimming pool, and he's home. We're having a chat, and then somebody broke in and said, "Do you realise this is an amateur frequency?" And we nearly died. Anyway, then I met up with the guy, and he was an amateur radio operator, and they all worked for the PMG back in those days, which was called the Postmaster General. And he introduced me to another amateur, and that's how I sort of got into it. I started off in CB, and then I've had a license for, 23 years now. I really wanted to get an amateur license to listen to the guys on 2 meters. There were some really, really intelligent guys back in the early days on 2 meters. And I got into packet radio and, you know, packet from Mir and then APRS. I set up a Digipeter and we did a bit of beta testing for a bit of software called APRS Emergency. And we did some SSTV. There was a guy up the road that actually wrote a particular high-definition SSTV package. We got involved in that as well. And then we started on Echolink. Well, actually, it was called iLink originally, and back in the early days. And then I've been on Echolink ever since. Not a HF person. I just I really like Echolink. I reckon it's really the best out of the whole lot of them. No noise, no QR Mary, no QR Nelly. You just call someone and they're there. Anyway, probably enough from me, Matthew. NBOX. 0X, I think, from Bcatra HJQ on the group.
VK3HJQ, John, well, thank you very much for checking in. That's a wonderful story. I remember using walkie-talkies as a kid, too, but as a kid, you would be very surprised to know you were not doing something correctly, so that's a great story. But anyways, I thank you very much for checking in tonight. I appreciate you being here. Next on the list, I have AB9FA, Wayne, you have the floor.
Good evening, Matthew. Yeah, so let's see, how did I get in? You know, I can't remember a specific event that turned me on about ham radio, but I remember when I was about 10 years old, we lived a couple blocks away from a ham radio store, and I was one of those free-range kids. It's a long story, but I'll just say that I explored the neighborhood a lot, and I found this ham radio store, and, you know, they were full of, you know, old radios. I mean, what today we would call old radios, but back then they were new radios, and lots of magazines and books and guys hanging around talking about radio, and I think that's what sparked my interest. Now, the problem is, back in those days, to get even a novice license, you had to master Morse code at 5 words a minute. And to get the general class license, you needed 13. What happened is that over the next 40 years or so, I would make several attempts to learn the code, but I would get bored or I would get distracted by something else, and I'd put it on the shelf. And so there would be several episodes, you know, kind of like sunspot cycles, where I would be interested in it and studying it, and then not so much. So by the time around 2002,
I happened to get a computer club meeting, and the topic of the meeting was, you know, that meeting was
computers and ham radio. So some of the local hams came in and gave a little presentation about amateur radio and computers, and I found out that a lot of things had changed since the last time I had been looking at it. In particular, the 13 and more word per minute code tests had been eliminated, so now all you needed was 5. And that's just for the general and the extra. Just to get your technician license, and they weren't doing novice licenses anymore, but to get a technician license, you didn't need even the 5 word per minute. So I went, and I also found out that the tests were given by volunteer examiners instead of being given by SPC employees at just a few scattered locations. So I went to the next local examination session. I didn't really do a lot of studying. I was kind of curious. I thought I would go ahead and give it a try, and did pretty well. I didn't quite make all 3 or 4 actually exams that day, but I came out of it with a general class license. I actually even passed the Morse code test because they had really dumbed it down since the last time. So anyway, that's how I got into it. As for what I like about it now, I've been kind of catching up a little bit for lost time since 2002, the last 16 years or so. Oops, I timed out. Sorry about that. Timed out. Should have a clock here or something. But so let me wrap it up and say that I like really technical stuff. I like the computer applications in ham radio, things like packet radio and APRS and ham, you know, the WAN link with ham radio, using it for like internet connectivity and so forth. But anyway, I've been yakking enough. Back to you, Matthew, AB9FJ.
AB9FJ, NB0X, thank you very much for checking in tonight. I appreciate you being here. And, Laura, I'm loving all these stories about how people got into amateur radio and what they're doing with the hobby and what they enjoy about it. So I'm at the bottom of the list now. And so I'm going to open up now for additional check-ins. If you would like to check in to the amateur radio, SDF Amateur Radio Club and have not done so, you can call now. Or if you have already checked in and would like to recheck, please come again as well. So this is the NB0X, and I'm looking for additional check-ins for the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at this time. Please come now.
KI5CAM. KE2A.
All right, I have KI5CAM and KE2A. So we'll start here at the top of this list. And with KI5CAM, you have the floor, sir.
This is KI5CAM, Clayton in Northwest Arkansas. And I'll throw out my short story about how I got into ham. I'm actually a new operator. I was actually licensed not quite 2 months ago. I had been playing around with SDR for about a year, just seeing what all I could pick up with some SDR dongles, and kept running across some ham radio stuff and was listening to that for quite a while, and just really got interested in it, and went in and got my test and passed, and now here I am. As far as what I like about ham radio right now, I've really been into the local repeaters, talking to the local guys around here. The other thing I'm really interested in is the internet linking stuff, like AllStar and Echolink. It's pretty cool stuff. So that's what I'm playing with now. Thanks, guys, and back to you, Net Control.
KI5CAM, this is MD0X. Well, thank you very much for checking in. I think you had checked in before, but if not, just congratulations again on joining amateur radio and having your having gotten your ticket, and we're glad to have you here, part of the club, and glad to have you here checking in with us this evening. Next on the list, I have KE2A. You have the floor. This is MD0X again. KE2A, Chris, you have the floor. MD0X back, perhaps something grabbed its attention. So for the moment, I'll open up for any rechecks or any new check-ins for the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. If you'd like to check in or recheck, please come now.
Kilo Golf 5, Zulu, Bravo, Quebec, Shane in Rogers, Arkansas.
Hi, Shane. Can you please repeat the call sign, and then with that, you have the floor.
Golf 5, Zulu, Bravo, Quebec.
Thank you very much, Kilo Golf 5, Zulu, Bravo, Quebec. Shane, welcome. And if you have, we're talking tonight, if you, I'm not sure if you've been listening, but about what brought you into ham radio and what your interests are in ham radio at this time. So with that, you have the floor, Shane.
Chris, today I will say my interest is just trying to check into your group. We have talked about it, analog. I am limited to analog radio right now. I'm listening to your group on the 444-700 repeater located in Springdale, Arkansas. And really my ham radio goal today is to check into your net just to see if you could hear me. My audio isn't that great for some reason, and of course this is a new experience on this in your group. We had talked about it in the past. So what I'd like to do, Chris, is just thank you for being on my analog repeater, and I'll allow you guys to continue, and I'll just monitor for a while, because, let me just grow accustomed to what you guys are doing here, and when you're linked up, I'll make it a regular event, Chris. With that said, thank you very kindly. KG5ZBQ, back to net control.
KG5ZBQ, well, thank you very much for checking in. We're very glad you made it in. This is NB0X, Matthew, for net control this evening, but Chris is here as well. But I'm glad you made it in, and thank you for being here. Audio was very copyable, maybe a little hot, little tiny bit of distortion, but I wouldn't complain about it. So you made it in just fine, and we're glad you're here. Thank you. All right. I see that ZL4NORM is trying to check in, so please come now. ZL4NORM, you have the floor.
For NORM mobile, sorry, just a bit mobile's a bit tricky to hit the button when you're driving sometimes, and I keep missing. thanks very much for bringing me in there. And my STF username is Mad Scotsman by nature as well, as you probably figured out. And I believe you should, as far as the question, how do you get into ham? Well, I've got my radio license, marine radio license. Back in the early 90s when I was skippering a ferry, and I've been working as a had a large wireless internet service provider for quite a few years, and last year, in October last year, I got asked to join Search and Rescue and as a radio operator, so that's when I went and got my amateur radio license. So I've only had my ham license for a year, so I'm fairly new to the hobby, but enjoying every minute of it, and probably spending far, far too much time yakking on Etherlink when I should be working, but that's a whole other subject. But yeah, love all, I've got HF, VHF, I'll play around with some of the digital modes as well, like FT8 and all that, slow scan, play around with FM satellites, so yeah, loving the hobby. Anyway, I'll show one, hold it up and pass it back to Net Control, said L4 NRM, and thanks very much for picking me up.
DL4NORM, NB0X. Well, thank you very much for checking in. We're glad you're here, and it's great having you here on the net, and having you here in the hobby. That's awesome. I appreciate it. I see KE2A is back in the chat, and so with that, KE2A, Chris, you have the floor.
Okay, thanks, Matthew, and sorry that I didn't hear it last time you came back to me. Was helping with the baby here, a new baby that's about 6 weeks old. But this is my first check-in and first time listening to this net. Found out about it through the SDF Mastodon instance, so that's new to me, and this is new to me, and it's a lot of fun so far. So. As far as what got me into ham radio, it probably started with a lot of shortwave listening, and as that died out, and I think when Radio Shacks were starting to close down, I picked up a new scanner and just sort of started thinking about more interesting things to do with radio, and looked into what it would take to get licensed, and it was a lot easier than I expected, and so one thing led to another, and my favorite thing about the hobby is definitely DXing, but sort of DXing on a budget, you know, doing it with 100 watts and a wire and just, you know, trying to work the world. And I get a lot out of that, and I don't get to do it as often as I'd like, but the hobby remains interesting. So I'll send it back to Net. Thanks, Matthew, from KE2A.
KE2A, NB0X. Well, Chris, thank you very much for being here. Understandable, you have things to do, and had to step away for a moment, so that's no problem at all. Glad you got it taken care of if you need to get taken care of there. And, well, I'm thrilled that you heard about us through the STS Mastodon instance, and so that's getting some news out there or getting the word out. So I appreciate you joining in tonight, and I'm glad to hear it. So with that, I'm at the bottom of the list. I see at least one new person in here, so I'm going to call for check-ins at this point. If there's anybody who'd like to check in to the STF Weekly Amateur Radio Club net, whether it's you haven't checked in yet or you'd like to recheck, please come now. Station that just called, it was unintelligible, very staticky, and was not able to copy anything at all. So if you want to give it another try, or any additional check-ins, please come now.
Roger, Roger, Kilo Golf 5, Yankee, Juliet, Whiskey. Last try.
Kilo Golf 5, Yankee Juliet Whiskey, came through clear that time. So you have the floor. Please let us know where you're at and how you got in the hobby and what your interests in ham radio are. With that, KG5, YJW, you have the floor.
Roger, Roger there. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. This is Jeff. Juliet, Echo, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Berryville, Arkansas. Kind of stumbled into the hobby and current tech and studying to go to the general. Thoroughly enjoy it. I sit here and listen on my ICOM 7300 on the HF side, so I'm itching to get the general.
KG5, YJW, well, very good. Well, I appreciate you being here tonight for Check of the Net. It's great to have you here and to hear you, so I much appreciate it. With that, are there any additional check-ins for the STF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net? Please come now.
Net control, this is Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Charlie, India Papa Peter in Byford, Western Australia. Good morning.
Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Charlie, India Papa Peter. Well, thank you very much for being here. You have the floor.
NB0X. G'day there, Matthew, from VK6 FCIP. I'm an F-call here in Australia, Foundation, and of course all Foundation calls have the F-call in front of them, a 2x4. Been an F-call now for 10 years. I haven't upgraded at all, but I enjoy the hobby. The F-call here gets to work on 70 centimeters, 2 meters, 10, 15, 40, and 80 on all bands, but only 10 watts of going power. We pay for our license, of course. We pay $54 a year over here. So that's the story from this end. Beautiful day here. It's morning time, coming up to 9 o'clock, going up to 100 degrees today. VK6 FCIP.
K6 FCIP. Peter, well, thank you very much for checking in. I appreciate it. I am assuming that 100 degrees is Fahrenheit, and because it's Celsius, that's a big problem. Anyway, thank you very much for checking in. I appreciate you being here. I love, we've all the wonderful number of check-ins tonight, kind of quite a list here, so I want to thank everybody for being here. And so with that, we'll take one more call for anybody who'd like to check in or recheck for the STF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. All right, nothing heard. I'll just get out there one more time. Anybody like to come now for the check-in for the weekly net? We'll take one last shot at this. This is MB0 at Net Control. Please come now. All right, nothing heard. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for being here tonight. Or today, rather, wherever you are. I just write time traveling with this. So time traveling and space traveling, because it's amazing to me. We're talking to people all around the world, and just gathered here and having these conversations. I really enjoy this and appreciate it. And with that, this concludes this week's FEF Amateur Radio Club Net at 040 hours Zulu. If you'd like to continue the conversation, please join our AfterNet and the FEF DMR talk group number 31650, or join us in comm on the FDF. This is Net Control Station NB0X out.
At the third due to, the time will be 00 hours 42 minutes 01 seconds. Due to.
CQ. This is Pippa. Time for munching on this tasty ham radio.
MC mode.